Bush's reaction to the fact that, you know, democracy in Iraq is going to lead to a Shiite takeover.
Yeah, and they made the world safe for Shiites.
I know that they obviously, you know, what would be the result of actually, you know, theocracy in Iraq, although I presume we're not going to allow that, still, you know, we've suddenly put ourselves in the position of being the brutal oppressors of these people because their passions are so high and all this accumulated resentment and energy has been bottled up for 40 years.
Well, I think, I feel very concerned because, I mean, I think there is a tremendous potential for violence in the Shiite world, and there's this myth of victimhood, which you can see, I mean, the Ashura celebration, they flagellate themselves.
They didn't show that. Yeah. They didn't show the blood,
yeah.
The swords.
You know, because it's based upon the, you know, the murder of the grandson of Muhammad. And this is a national myth, and every one of them wants to become, you know, a sacrificial figure. They interviewed somebody, it was quoted in the New York Times, on the road to Karbala, and he said, you know, I'm walking on this road and it's the fulfillment of a mission, and I wish that I would be martyred on this road. You know, isn't it sufficient for the guy to go and pray at the shrine? Why does he have to be martyred? But that is the myth. Can these people... I mean, democracy, I think, means something very, very different in the Arab world. I think if it was up to me, the ideal that I would have in mind is something like Jordan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. Nobody elects the king, but you do have quite an enlightened system of government, a just government, which is a well-ordered society. They have elections of the parliament. So the prime minister and the party are elected. The king isn't, of course, elected. And if they could introduce that into Jordan, that would be a good thing. I don't believe it's possible because of the fact that it's a very disparate society, with Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds. So I think, you know, you've taken on a very difficult task.
Do you think the Bush people had any idea, I mean, that this was the obvious next step, that, you know, now you're gonna, the Shiites are going to want control and they have this huge majority and all this talk of democracy is gonna, you know, of course, inflame them to that end.
I don't think that they thought of this, but I do hope that the United States will at least make its best effort to produce orderly government in. It's not going to be obviously Jeffersonian democracy. But if it's a kind of representative system that produces order and just government and development, then that might be a good thing. The British, after the First World War, they installed a monarch. That was their way of doing it. And it worked pretty well. I mean, Iraqis tell you the best period was under the monarchy until 1958. Mm-hmm. After 58, things just went wrong. But the United States, of course, could never install a George III, you know.